You're with Cape Talk.
We've heard a couple of touching stories over the months of lockdown about how various athletes, professional and otherwise, have had to change up their plans to finish events that they'd promised to do in aid of charities. Remember Buff van Westenbrugge, who did a lengthy swim tethered to a harness in his pool at home. We spoke to Andrew and Marianne Finlayson, who inspired their friends all over the world to do a hashtag no marathon, running circles around their own homes, and in one case, even around their own flat. And don't forget Charlotte Robenheimer, the woman in Port Elizabeth who did an entire Ironman event in her garden and pool and on a stationary bike. There have been some quite extraordinary efforts that have raised a lot of money that have gone to, that's gone to really, really worthy causes in the process. And I've got another one of these really delightful stories to share with you today. This time it's the story of a Franschhoek winemaker who was all set to do a Robben Island swim for charity when hard lockdown was imposed. And of course he found himself stuck at home like the rest of us. But Rob Armstrong wasn't going to let a little lockdown prevent him from delivering on the promise he had made to an animal welfare charity. And so he did the full distance of the swim in his pool at home. And if that wasn't enough, he then went on to do the real actual swim last week, adding to the money he had already raised. It's a great pleasure to welcome him to talk about both experiences. Rob Armstrong, Franschhoek Wine Farm, the custodian at Haute Espoir. Rob, it's great to have you with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Bibber.
We're going to talk to Watershed themselves in a minute or two, but tell us from your perspective why this particular animal welfare charity, the Watershed Animal Rescue and Rehabilitation, was so important to you and so worthy from your perspective that you were prepared to spend hours slogging through cold water for them.
Watershed has been very near and dear to our farm's hearts for quite a few years. We've done a few charity drives for Watershed. And I think this was a big personal goal to try and hit doing a Robben Island crossing. I've never been a big swimmer and sort of fell into the sport 2 years ago at doing a bridge house mile here in Franschhoek at Boschendorf. Always had Robben Island in my bucket list. So I thought if I could do the Robben Island swim and raise more well-deserved funds for Watershed, it's a very easy, achievable task.
An easy, achievable task, he says, of a swim from Robben Island in freezing cold water. Okay, before we get to that, though, the first swim in your pool. I mean, Rob, you clearly didn't let the little hiccup of the actual swim being called off set you aside. You had to regroup and find a different way to do it. Tell us what happened at that event. Did you literally do laps up and down? Were you tethered to a harness? Did you have a second bringing you something to drink along the way? Talk to us about the initial swim.
I was born when meat was cheap, Pippa, so I'm about 2 meters tall. So doing a length swim in my pool, I would literally just have to reach out. So I tethered myself to the wall and I stuck my head down and swam. Have a close friend in Franschhoek, Malcolm, who swam with us last week as well as Justin, and he did his tethered swim in the pool. So it was tough. It was actually tougher doing the swim in my pool than swimming Robben Island, to be honest.
Really? Tell us why. Was it the mental game or was it the physical conditions?
Well, the physical conditions in the pool were quite interesting because we had a massive storm the week before, so my pool got flooded, so I had to clean that up quite quickly. But Robben Island was very different because there's always something new to look at. Swimming in the pool was almost mind-numbingly boring. But I did it, so it was a great achievement. But I much preferred the Robben Island. To be able to move from that incredible natural wilderness back to Big Bay was a very special time of my life.
So, Rob, how long did it take you in the pool and how long did it take you to do the actual swim last week?
my pool swim, I did 3 hours, just short of 3 hours. That was my planned Robben Island crossing. But the actual physical Robben Island crossing was 3.5 hours. I think I was enjoying the scenery so much, I got a bit lost on the way.
Okay. As one does. I mean, Rob, congratulations to you on completing both of those huge efforts in cold water in both cases. I mean, how much money were you able to raise and what has that money been used to do?
I set quite a high target of 75,000 on my Backer Buddy campaign, and we've hit just shy of 40 now.
Okay.
And I've decided to keep it open. I've fallen in love with the sport of open water swimming, and I'm doing the Lagomar Express on Saturday, so that's a 12.5-kilometer swim, and decided to keep my Backer Buddy campaign going so that we can hopefully raise some more money for such a well-deserved charity. Don't want to steal Steffi's thunder on what Watershed do, but we have a little Watershed dog in our house called Teddy, and he's just such a joy to have. He is absolutely crazy, but he's a beautiful energy, and I think Watershed do such an incredible job for animals that don't have a voice of their own and also aren't being properly cared for. So really in utter awe of the amazing work that the Watershed Angels do.
Rob, it sounds like a bit of crazy runs in your family in the best possible way, I have to say. Okay, so, I mean, just briefly enlarge on this new discovered love for open water swimming, because I'm always intrigued by people who come to something relatively late in life and discover a passion like this. Was it? What is it about the experience that you find so rewarding?
Well, as I said, when I was born, men meat was cheap, so I've never been afraid of a big steak. And being a wine farmer, I have ample supplies of wine, and unfortunately got some really bad gout a few years ago. So my love of rugby and Muay Thai had to unfortunately stop, and swimming was the next natural progression. I've absolutely fallen in love with being in the water. Cold water helps immensely. It's been transformational for me as a person. I've lost a lot of weight. I've gotten fit again, and I'm happy with being able to exercise. So it's really a new lease on my life.
Fantastic. And there's a lesson in that for everybody. I'm delighted at that last thing you said, being happy, being able to exercise, because even if you only get to it later in life, how wonderful to reach that point where you find something that finally makes exercise fun when it wasn't before. It is life altering. Rob, congratulations again on what you've done. Last thing to ask you is, if our listeners want to support the Back a Buddy campaign that's still open, what's the name of the campaign if they're on the website?
On Back a Buddy, it's Big Rob's Robben Island Crossing for Watershed. So I guess if you just search Back a Buddy and Big Rob, you'll find a picture of me and my faff. And click away, please. It's for such a good cause, guys.
Rob, thanks so much for chatting to us. Good luck for the race this coming weekend. And thanks for very neatly introducing us to our next guest, because Stephanie Jackson, listening into that, is also on the line, CEO and founder of Watershed Animal Rescue. Lovely to chat to you as well, Stephanie. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me, Papa?
Yes, we can. Loud and clear. Are you hearing us?
Hi.
Okay?
Yes, thanks good. Very much. Thank you for having me on your show and giving me the opportunity.
It's a great pleasure. I mean, Rob's told us what he's been through to raise money for you, Stephanie, and he's told us that you are such a worthy organization. Tell us a little bit more about Watershed. When was it founded and which areas do you work in?
Papa, Watershed was founded in 2010. I've actually been working in rescue for 20 years and decided that we need to make more of a difference for the for those that can't speak. And so we started Watershed, which the name actually gives the idea of what we actually do. We try to make a drastic change, a watershed moment in the lives of animals that can't help themselves. And so we started with firstly raising just funds to help other organizations that are doing such wonderful work out there in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. And we decided to approach Bidet Cargo, which is does our flight initiative sponsorship for us, to try and rehome animals, not just in the province, but to try and help all organizations rehome their animals all over South Africa by doing approved home checks, making sure the animals are sterilized before they get on the flight, and flying them to their homes, opening the doors to homing animals nationwide instead of just locally. And since the inception and the wonderful relationship we have with Bidet Cargo, we've actually homed over 1,500 animals into wonderful homes or into actually secure, proper rehabilitation centers to give them another chance at life. That's the one side of Watershed. And the other side of Watershed, which we are very passionate about, is our outreach work. We decided that we have to get to the core of the problem, really, and stop the overpopulation in these shelters and welfares all over the country. And so just like a lot of outreach organizations, we decided to delve very deep into areas where there are very little help, very little concern. And just the three of us, of my little outreach vet team, we decided to go into areas which a lot of people don't fear to tread, let's put it that way. And we decided just to start sterilizing with the funds we have, and we still do it to this day. We've sterilized over 2,000 animals, and we just keep going with the money we raise. It's very important to us. I don't believe in having a lot of staff. I believe every bit of income that comes into the organization has to go out immediately. And so we physically go out. We're a team of three. and with the vets that we can get to help us at that certain time. And we just go out and sterilize and make sure the animals are vaccinated, dewormed, and have a proper start to life without having to breed anymore. Breeding is a huge problem. Overbreeding, overpopulation.
Okay. Now, Stephanie, I'm aware of the fact that big events like the Cape Town Cycle Tour, the Two Oceans Marathon, so many of those big events draw a large number of competitors who want to raise funds for a charity as they compete. And I would imagine that because of their absence this year, it's been a particularly tough time. Well, I don't have to imagine. I know because all the NGOs are telling us it's been a huge loss to them. How much did it mean to you to have Rob, somebody like Rob and perhaps others say, just because I can't do it in the normal way doesn't mean I'm not going to do it, to still go out there and make that physical effort to raise funds for you?
Well, these two incredible men, actually Rob and his dear friend Pierre Yule, which are both legendary farmers in Frankfurt, have walked this journey with me since the inception of Watershed 10 years ago. And, you know, they swim, Pierre Yule did the swim for us in 2018, and from Robben Island to Big Bay. And then Rob decided to do it for us during COVID, the most difficult time. And it was for us heaven, such manna from heaven, you might say, because we didn't know where we were going to get money to carry on our work. Our work doesn't stop. In COVID, it actually became worse, as you can imagine. There was a lot of animals that were abandoned, surrendered, and, you know, that they were dumped at shelters, and we just had to somehow help with the measly funds we had. So what Rob did and what Sophia did a few years ago kept us going, because between the two of them, they've raised over 300,000 rand for us.
Wow.
So it's been an amazing, and the supporters that have donated towards their swims have been, we've been so grateful for it. We actually have no words for it. People like that, I just wish there would be more people that could do these kind of activities for charities, because there are charities out there that really, really do good work, you know, and they all have to rely on just funds that come in, you know, and that's it. So it's really wonderful what Rob and Pierre did for us.
Stephanie, I hope that listening to this interview maybe jerks a few people into action to think about making their next big event something more meaningful than just running it for themselves and their own sense of personal achievement, because you've relayed for us very, very clearly there how much that contribution is needed. If somebody listening to this interview would like to make a donation right now, or perhaps talk to you about making their 2021 races to your benefit, how do they reach out to Watershed Animal Rescue?
They can email me, Papa, on SJR, which stands for Stephanie Jackson, and then Rescue, okay, at ADECT, which is ADEPT.co.za. That would be the best way. I do have a website as well, which is a little bit outdated. Well, actually, not a little bit, a lot. I don't have time to do. I'm not a very good admin person. So that is www.watershed.org.za. So I do get messages from that web page as well. So they're welcome to contact me either way.
Okay, well, it might be out of date, but it does have two very important things on it, because I'm looking at it right now. Stephanie, it's got the banking details for anyone who wants to do a transfer, and it's also loud and proud got your NPO number, which means that donations are tax deductible because you are a fully registered NPO. So important information is all there on watershed.org.za if you are looking for it. Stephanie Jackson, lovely to have you on the show. Thank you for all the work that you and your small team do on A Wing and a Prayer, and I hope that there are more Robs out there waiting to support you in the year ahead.
I really hope so too. Thank you so very, very much, Pippa, for having me.
It's our great pleasure. Stephanie Jackson, CEO and founder of Watershed Animal Rescue. Thanks again to farmer Rob Armstrong of Haute Espoir for the effort he and his friends put into raising that money for them. A reminder, it goes towards sterilization, vaccinations, deworming, treatment for ticks and fleas, and of course, the search for good, decent homes to send those animals to where they can enjoy a much-loved family environment. So do check out watershed.org.za.